This is an All Ears English podcast bonus episode, Why It Gets Harder to Learn English the Older We Get and What You Can Do About It, with Henry from Spoken. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Today, we ask our guest, Henry, from the new English learning app, Spoken, why language learning can be so hard for us as we get older, and what we can do about it to make it easier. Listen in to get some great tips today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So, hey, Henry, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, we're glad to have you. So you are here from the English language learning app called Spoken, and we're excited to have you. And I want to start, Henry, we're going to talk a little bit about the app that you and your team have created, but I want to start by asking you a key question that all of our listeners are just wanting to understand as well. And the question is, why do you think that so many adult English language learners struggle to connect with others through English when it comes to really having real conversations? What do you think?
That's a great question, Lindsay, and you know, it's one that people have struggled with over time. You know, I think anybody that's an adult English language learner that has children who are learning English, for instance, may notice how much more quickly their children pick up English and how much more quickly they can become fluent.
Yeah.
And one reason is, you know, people, it may be helpful to think of our brain as having a language learning part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some famous linguists like Noam Chomsky that call it a language learning organ.
Okay.
And it loses what we call elasticity over time. So that is really its ability to adapt to new languages. So when we're young, you can learn languages very quickly. But when you get old, it doesn't come as naturally. So you have to put in much more work.
Sure.
And then over time, the languages we already know affect our English. So different speakers of different languages, you know, have different problems with English over time. So if you speak a syllable-timed language like Spanish or Mandarin, you may have real trouble with English's stress timing. So a Spanish speaker, you may say, instead of opened, you may want to say opened, because every syllable gets a stress. So that's a real issue.
Okay. Okay. That's a really good explanation. I like that. So we lose the elasticity in our brain. It's funny. On this show, we haven't gotten quite as scientific, and I love that. I feel like we should talk more about Noam Chomsky and other kind of, you know, thought leaders in the world of linguistics. That's fantastic. So we lose that elasticity. We kind of forget how to, we lose our ability to absorb new languages. And on the practical side, we also get busy, right? We get busier. We have professional lives and we have kids.
And I think that's the second major point is because we lose that elasticity, that natural ability, we really have to create routines to help learn and every day chip away. And we can get there. It's just not as easy as it is when we're younger.
Okay.
But I think people struggle with motivation, and that's a big issue why people abandon their routines.
Why do you think they struggle with motivation so much?
Well, I think there's two reasons. One is people, it's hard to find, if you're a learner, maybe relevant ways to learn. So learning about the situations that matter to you. A textbook, for instance, it may not give you a lot of motivation. You're not learning about the situations that you care about.
Yeah.
And language is a tool. And so it's, we use language to communicate and to accomplish things in our day. So I think that's something that a lot of learning resources don't focus on.
I think, okay.
And another, I think, is, you know, language is a tool for communicating. So one way to be motivated is to find people to actually interact with. and you don't get that from a textbook either. I think that's why podcasts are becoming so popular too, because you can feel like you're in the room with another speaker.
Yeah. In the end, we're just human beings and we want to connect with other human beings. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And it's really not meant to be one person interacting with a book. It's meant to be two people interacting with each other, or at least feeling like on some level you can relate to the person that you're learning with, right? Whether it's through a podcast or through an app like Spoken.
I think that's completely true.
And yeah.
So, you know, I think finding for people, I think it's important to find resources and ways to learn that help them feel motivated because it matters to them. If it's for their career, focus on, you know, interactions that are career related. If it's for other aspects of your life, daily life, travel, focus on those areas. I think that helps people when you can envision yourself actually using what you learn in the future.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I love that. So was that part of the inspiration or your reason for creating this new language learning tool called Spoken?
That was one major reason. We wanted to give people the chance to learn about the areas that and that matter to them. And so we focus today on professional interactions. So things you might use for work or your career or your job, because English is becoming more and more important around the world for people's careers.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so when we use this app Spoken, so I'm going to introduce this to our audience here. And guys, you're going to hear a lot more about the Spoken app. I've tried it myself. I thought it was fantastic. I mean, one thing that I liked about it was that it goes at your pace, right? So when you and I were, when I was testing it out with you, Henry, I had to put my phone down and I had to do something else here and there. And I was able to pick up right where I left off. I really liked that. I don't know if that was intentional the way you built it or that's just the way it works through the apps, but I liked that. It felt like it was moving at my pace.
And that is something we've heard a lot. People are busy. It's hard to fit enough time into their day to take a whole hour out and only focus on English. So the Spoken system, it's built through your messaging systems. So if you use WhatsApp or WeChat or Line or Telegram, Spoken plugs right in. So you don't even have to download a new app. And then anytime you want to continue, you can just message and you'll receive exercises and your coach will be on the other end.
Okay.
But that is, for us, we want it to be flexible to fit into busy people's lives.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. It's similar to a podcast in the sense that with a podcast episode, you know, I can play the first 3 minutes before work on the train, and then maybe I stop and talk to someone, and then I can come back to it during my lunch hour. Right. So that's the new way to learn. I mean, this is the future of learning a language. And the other thing I liked about it, Henry, was the fact that we are able to some extent, choose the topics that we want to focus on. How did you guys build in topic choice into the spoken curriculum, into the system?
No, that's a great question. So we really focus on what we call stories. So we let people choose a story they want to work on a day. So your story could be a job interview. Okay. You can pick three lessons that focus on just your job interview, or maybe your story is on dealing with an upset client and getting used to having that interaction in English and feeling confident when that interaction comes up in the future.
Okay.
And so we focus on little bundles of lessons called stories, and you can pick the stories that are most important to you.
Nice. And within each story or each situation that we're working on at any given time, are we able to work on all four skills around that story, reading, writing, speaking, and listening?
Exactly. You got it. We try to focus on each skill throughout the lesson. So certain exercises may be about speaking and getting pronunciation feedback. There are some listening exercises where you have to listen to real native speakers communicating to you and understand what they say. And also, of course, a good amount of vocab and grammar, which may not be as fun, but it's very important.
Well, it's a reality. It's a reality. We can't ignore grammar. And it sounds very balanced. I like the idea of finding balance when we're learning to connect through, especially in this case, business English, because we can't ignore the fact that, again, we do at work, we don't just have to speak. We have to sit down and send emails. And that's another place where our listeners get hung up and get stuck. Grammar in an email, right? It's quite important to get it right, especially in certain negotiation situations or, you know, when you're striking a deal in a business meeting. We need to have the correct grammar. So I like how this sounds quite balanced.
And it's a goal because, you know, you need balance in real life. So we try to help learners in all aspects.
Okay, awesome. And who would be the ideal person to use spoken? Like, what kind of student really succeeds with spoken?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the first is our best students are obviously motivated. They realize that English for them can help them achieve their goals in life. Mm-hmm. And it's important for them to achieve it, whether it is to get new clients, to get promotions at work, just to expand their horizons and improve their professional value and their confidence. So we like motivated professionals. Some of our top careers are developers and designers, so computer programmers, sales and marketers, people that want to get into management, as well as folks in the legal world, law and accounting. So those are all of our top professions today, but we have folks from many, many different professions as well.
Any final message you want to send to our listeners here to inspire them to give it a try? Anything?
Well, you know, what people really like is the ease. They don't have to download a new app. You can just open up the messaging system you really like and connect anytime you want to a native speaking coach and take the exercises. So
that's kind of cool.
And we're still a young company, so we love feedback. So if you're interested in trying it and giving feedback, we are all ears.
Love that. Exactly. You're all ears. Very cool. Well, Henry, it's been fun to have you on. I'd like to talk more in the future about your background in linguistics to hear more about the theories in the world of language acquisition. I think we can learn a lot there.
Oh, absolutely. I love the topic. So happy to discuss more anytime.
All right. We hope to hear you back on the show soon, Henry. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.